Hi, this is Brian too in San Diego, California. I want to talk about verification markers and verification triggers on the internet forums, specifically with regard to conference calls and chat rooms. Those are the type of other social media, especially social media. These are called internet forums, okay? Forum where people can exchange information, ideas, can engage in conversation, etc., on the internet. They're called internet forums. And there are also telephony, where people get on the calls through these internet sites and engage in group forums where people chat and have conversations with each other. That's the absolute worst thing you can do if you're a targeted individual, targeted with mind control technologies. Get off the forums. Get out of the chat rooms and the conference calls. If you value your life, get out now. I'm telling you, I'm warning you. I understand the technology. Most targeted individuals do not understand the technology. If you understand the technology, you can spot the tactics. Okay? You can spot what's going on. If you don't understand the technology, you're a sitting duck. Get out of the forums immediately if you value your life. Well, let me explain how that works. The government controls the so-called mainstream media. Okay, there's no such thing as freedom of the press. There never was. That's an illusion. Okay, ever since the Operation Mockingbird in 1963, the government has hijacked the so-called mainstream media, and they control. They have their people. They have their informants. They have their methods and the technology to control the flow of information, to guard, control, and manipulate all information from the so-called mainstream media. What they cannot control, what the government cannot control, absolutely cannot control, is the internet. The reason the government cannot control the internet, when I say government, I'm specifically referring to the shadow government, okay? And that's two things. That's the intelligence agencies and the Department of Defense. Now, there are two entities that rule America, that run America, okay, that hide behind the scenes, that people don't, they think this is a democracy. No, it's not. You live in an illusion. You're delusional if you believe that. It's a technocracy. It's a technocracy. That's what it is. I mean, if you really want to understand what America has become today, it's not really an electronic concentration camp anymore. It's a psychotronic concentration camp, and I'll explain. We live in a technocracy, okay? They control the mainstream media, this so-called mainstream media, okay? All the news outlets, all the television, radio, internet, etc. They control all that. They have their people in place, okay? They have their methods and technology to filter all information, okay? What they cannot control is the internet. And the reason that the government cannot control it is, again, it is too decentralized. It is too enormous. It is too big, okay? There are too many networks around the world. They simply cannot control it. The Pentagon hates the internet so much, they have labeled it an enemy communications platform. That's how bad they hate the internet. They simply cannot control it, okay? And you can Google that. Pentagon labels internet enemy communications platform. They can't, because they can't control it. And the reason why is it's too fractured. It's too balkanized, okay? There are just too many. It's too enormous. There are too many networks, meaning it's too decentralized, okay? So what they do is the shadow government, using, provocateurs, using an army of organized stalk of government informants and provocateurs, they flood the internet, especially with the technology such as chatterbots, which are automated special language AI software programs. Okay, they flood the internet with disinformation, misinformation, misdirection tactics to manipulate, search engines, key search terms in those search engines, to route the individual to, disinformation or misinformation when the individual's trying to find out the truth. Okay? There are so many ways they can go about it. I really don't have time to go into that right now. What I do want to tell you is you need to get off the calls. They're using two methods. They're using chatterbots on these calls, and they're using organized cyber stalkers, which are basically government informants turned provocateurs, okay? Now, if they understand what they're doing, and they have been told, by now they must understand that, this is about mind control. This is about targeting the will, intellect, and emotion of victims, that, targeting the human soul. They have sold their soul. It's over for them, okay? People think that, there's only one unforgivable sin. No, there's not. There's more than one unforgivable sin. Blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is not the only unforgivable sin. Unforgiveness, for example, is unforgivable if you understand the scriptures. You know, there's a point where God will, it's called the dread release, he will cut you off, eternally cut you off. And when you go after the soul of another innocent human being, look at what happened to the people in the Old Testament that did that, and in the New. Okay? So I'm trying to tell you is, these people, I'm not trying to get into a biblical conversation. What I want you to understand is you have to get off the internet forums. You have to get out of those conference calls. You have to get out of those chat rooms. The government informants turned provocateurs, the chatterbots, etc. Okay, on social media, especially, get off of social media. You're not speaking with real people. There are, listen, the Department of Defense has contractors dedicated to social media, where each contractor will be responsible for up to 3,000 chatterbots who are constantly seeking to manipulate conversations and situations with those who are targeted. So the person on Facebook or Google Plus or Twitter, etc., thinks they're talking to another real person. You're not. It's called the Turing test. You're talking to an actual artificial intelligence software platform. It's a chatterbot. Okay, that's what you're talking to. And it's designed, all of it, for one purpose: to provoke you into emotional responses which can be remotely measured and integrated back into R&M data. But the problem is they must have their people plugged into the paradigm or their technology. In other words, if you're engaging in situations and conversations with just random people, that disrupts their technology. They can't allow that. They cannot allow it. If you're targeted with this technology, you are boxed in, not just, you know, tangibly and physically, but electronically. All your communications are monitored. Okay, all your internet activity monitored. Okay, the people getting on those calls, all they want to do is keep you talking. They need to keep you talking. They don't care about the relevance of your conversation. It means nothing to them. What the government cares about is your memory and thought process. Now, these provocateurs on these phones, they're just going to keep running their mouth. They're just going to keep talking. That's all they're there for. Keep you glued in. Keep you tuned in, okay? So that you're producing synaptic responses. You're thinking about what's being said. They're provoking you to an emotional response, speaking to you. What is organized talking? Organized talking is situational and conversational scenarios based on events or topics which will capture the attention of the mind control victim. Well, that's what they're doing on those calls. You might as well be out in the street talking to the stalkers, to the government informants turned provocateurs, as sitting there on those conference calls. They're mapping out your will, intellect, and emotion. You're helping the government destroy your eternal soul. You're helping the government destroy you physically. You are going to die, okay? Everyone's targeted with this technology is going to die. It's just going to happen. It's just a matter of time. You know, that's how the technology is designed to work. It's torture and harassment to death. But you're speeding up that process. That's what you're doing. You're speeding up the process by constantly engaging in conversational scenarios on the phone with Ella, who is absolutely a government perp, may even be a Hivemind team member, okay? Derek Robinson, Linda Constanzo, Aaron Matthews. You know, when PhDs get on the phone and they hang out with you for hours on the phone each night, that's a red flag. Something is very wrong. PhDs don't have time for that. Their time is valuable to them. They get on the call, they do an interview, they get off because their time is valuable. They don't have much free time. That's why they're PhDs. Their time is valuable. And when you have cognitive researchers staying on the phone with in group forums all night, like, you know, Dr. Sean Andrews and Dr. Matthew Ahrens, these are cognitive researchers, people. These are cognitive. Ella is a cognitive researcher. She has a master's or a PhD. She will have one or the other in psychology or a related field. Now, I'm just using these people as an example. These PhDs, they, listen, something's very wrong when they get on the phone for hours with targeted individuals. That's not how PhDs act. That's a red flag. Something's very wrong. Okay? The provocateurs, the cyber stalkers, are being used as verification triggers and verification markers. They're there to prevent any conversation you have from being random or chaotic. That's called a verification marker. And they're there to trigger responses from you, to provoke you emotionally. That's a verification trigger. You see, verification, every response to the victim must be verified. Without verification, mind control fails. People don't realize this, and I keep trying to, you know, touch on it with each of my videos. Every single response to the victim must be verified before they can download that information and integrate it back into R&M data. So one response is not enough. They need multiple responses each time they provoke the victim. until they can determine from that statistical data, they can correlate those responses into what are called response statistics. And then from those response statistics, from that statistical data, the system, the supercomputer, can determine a coherent pattern. A coherent pattern of what? Of your memory and thought process. You're literally committing suicide by staying on those calls. Get off the conference calls. Get off the chat rooms. Get off of social media. Stop responding to comments on YouTube to your videos. Stop responding to comments made in social media, Facebook. If you don't know the person, if you don't know that person, and you're not comfortable with that individual, do not respond. Trauma-based mind control is based on most mind control technologies of the CIA, but trauma-based mind control specifically is based on the responses of the victim. Each response, the victim's brainwaves are being monitored by a supercomputer, which is interfacing with the nanotechnology in the mind control victim's brain. Okay, all 318 million Americans are infected with it. Government's been spraying nanotechnology and biotechnology into the hydrosphere for the last 25 years along storm patterns. The nanotech and biotech filters down from the hydrosphere into the water supply and the food chain. All 318 million Americans are infected. The nanotechnology, once it's consumed in the body, migrates to the bloodstream to the brain and adheres to the neurotransmitters of the victim's brain and begins to speak to and decode those neurotransmitters once activated through a process called directed energy flashing. Nanotechnology begins to speak to and decode the neurotransmitters of the victim's brain, interfacing with this bidirectional stream of energy, electromagnetic low-frequency waves, okay? And most of it, can be achieved at lower levels, and you won't know it unless you understand the technology and can read active memory. You won't even know you're targeted. And, you're really only going to notice at higher levels, and by higher levels, I mean torture, brutal torture. Okay, they get to the point where the victim becomes aware the technology is being used on them. Then they move them from whatever program that they had them in. For me, it was state-of-the-art mind control. Others, it may be beta programming, omega programming, etc. Hundreds of programs into trauma-based, where they just brute force hacking of the brain and central nervous system. They use physical and psychological trauma to map out and reverse engineer the sensory and neural pathways of the victim's brain and central nervous system. Okay, that's what they're doing on the phone calls. That's what they're doing on social media. As soon as I make a video on YouTube, people ask me, why do you disable comments? To prevent them from doing two things: from provoking me into an emotional response with their comments, and further, to prevent them from discrediting the video. You see, they get on the videos, the chatterbots and the provocateurs that's their job. That's what they're paid to do. They sit at a desk for hours, 8 hours a day, doing that very thing. And most of it's automated, active, and adaptive software, software called chatterbots, automated special language software, and simply making the most fantastic and fanciful comments imaginable on your blogs, on your social media, on your YouTube videos, etc., to discredit you. It's called indirection. Look that up. Look up Google indirection. They're using a tactic called indirection. They use many different tactics. Okay. And one of them is called indirection. Basically, they get on the on your Facebook posts, your social media posts, Google Plus, YouTube, Twitter, etc., and they make the most fantastic and fanciful comments imaginable. And so when people look at the comment section of your video or your article or your blog or your social media, they think this person must be crazy. That's how they discredit you. While at the same time they're able to accomplish their objectives of provoking you each time you read and respond to those comments. You see, that's how the technology works. It works to discredit while simultaneously provoking. Get out of the chat rooms. Get out of TalkShoe and free conference call and all these other internet forums. They target the forums heavily. They target the internet heavily, but the area they most heavily target most of all is the forums, where people engage in live interaction with each other. Get off of the calls. Get out of the chat rooms. Get off of social. You don't have to get off of social media, but stop communicating with anyone. Disable comments. Stop communicating with anyone you don't know. Okay? And that's a warning that you had better take if you're targeted with this technology, or you are literally committing suicide. You might as well just go ahead and jump off a bridge. Get out of the rooms. Get off the conference calls if you value your life. Okay? You're just speeding up your death and destruction. This is Brian T. in San Diego, California. Tuesday, the 23rd of October, 2018, approximately 1:50 in the afternoon.